Bring him up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. This protocol is established, and I do want to acknowledge my cohorts in this sermon prep, that is Pastor Reverend Poe and Pastor LaFleur as well. Amen. My moderator, amen.
Amen.
I always acknowledge my moderator, amen. So we've been looking at reasons for sermon prep, seven reasons, what we've limited it to for preparing to preach, preparing your sermon. And as I said, I had more than this in that the president asked me to talk about rewards and benefits of sermon preparation as well as components of sermon preparation, but that's an awful lot. Each one of these that I've talked about could really be a whole lecture in and of themselves. But we've said, and I'm just highlighting at least one thing out of the introduction that I've given so far, and that is that we owe to our God and to the solemn trust of this preachment.
That's it.
And to our brothers and sisters who we are privileged to address, that God has put us in the position to address them, we owe it to them our very best effort every single time we mount the pulpit.
Yeah.
Amen. Our very, very best effort. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When we prepare, as a matter of fact, Dr. A.L. Patterson said that a call to preach is a call to preparation. I took that a little bit and expanded on it. That means a call to preach by God is a call to preparation. Call to pastor the church is another call. Preparation every Sunday. Amen. And a phone call to preach is a call to preparation. Why prepare? Number one, because we need to be intentional when we preach. Amen. We ought to have intentionality. If you don't intend to succeed, plan to succeed, then you plan to fail. Number two, we said for distribution. If you can't give what you don't have. If you have nothing to give, then you'll get up and say nothing to the people. Amen. And then thirdly, we talked about, and we left off talking about precision. And that is that the word of God must be handled carefully. Carefully. I think I was saying it by way of illustration that we're trying to plow with a bull tied to a pig, tied to a chicken. Amen. Because, amen, we haven't handled the word of God carefully. Amen. That some kind of way we get up, and Joseph in Genesis is not saying the same thing that John is saying in Revelation. And that's because we have not prepared. And if we prepare right, we'll know that the Bible says the same thing over and over, through and through, from Genesis to Revelation. That's what theology is. It's conjugating the entirety of Scripture, that we bring out the one message. The one message that is there. And that requires preparation. Amen. Some folks, say the little stuff I say up here and talk, say, man, that show is good. This, that, man, if this little sprinkling and little drought of whatever I'm giving here, you look here, go get drenched.
My Lord.
Go dive in a pool somewhere.
Yes,
amen. And get all of it. Yes, amen.
Sir.
Go to school. Get educated. Amen. Hey, some of the stuff I went to school with, you know, I threw it out. I didn't need that. Amen. Some of it I kept. I needed that. Some of it I went back and got that I threw away because I found out I needed that. Amen. And some of it I kept, I end up throwing it away. Because, amen. Get as much as you can. Get as much as you can. Get you a reservoir to, amen, to draw from. Now, number four on our sheet of seven reasons for preparation is consecration.
Yes.
Consecration. In other words, listen, God is holy. God is holy, and we talk about carefully dealing with the scripture with precision, But you better deal with God carefully. One day Martin Luther, Martin Luther, the great reformer. Amen. He said, you know, I have so much to do today. My schedule is jam-packed. He said, I better spend double the time in prayer. Amen. Now that's something because we're prone to skip over prayer. Like, I have too much to do today. I'm gonna cut it short. I'm not gonna pray. I'm not gonna devote as long as I take time to do devotion. Amen. Martin Luther said, I need double time. Need double time. Miss Helen, Holy God, as David found out in 1 Samuel chapter 6, that's listed there. Amen. When we mishandle it, he found out, David did, through irreverently transporting the Ark of the Covenant and haphazardly, the haphazard actions of Uzzah the priest carried with it deadly consequences. Didn't deal with God right. Didn't deal with the presence of the Lord right. Amen. I don't care what anybody say. I know God is everywhere. But it's something different about standing up in the great congregation of his people, where his presence manifests itself in his people. We got to be careful how we go in and out before his people, brethren. Because we're dealing in the very presence of God, residing in his people, in the person and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, every preacher is on dangerous ground, y'all. Dangerous and irreverent ground without preparatory consecration to go in and service to the Holy God. You get that story? Uzzah had been trained all his life as a priest. Told, don't touch the Ark of the Covenant. And then the book said, don't carry. You supposed to carry the Ark of the Covenant with staves.
That's right.
They went down to the Philistine to get the Ark of the Covenant and put it on an ox cart. Yeah, they were looking for trouble. And when you go out unconsecrated, you go out to deal with the things of God, won't take time to prepare your heart, prepare your mind. You are asking. Don't just have to ask us. Ask Nadab and Abihu. Amen. Ask them dealing with God with strange fire. Dealing with God in a way that it had not been prescribed. Ask Hophni and Phinehas. Amen. Somebody says, that's the Old Testament. We done. Listen, ask Ananias and Sapphira. God is holy. And the same God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. We got to be careful how we deal with God. Bringing anything and everything in before God, they call it worship. Worship come from you rather than come from above. Every good and perfect gift come from above. God got to worship himself. He get in you. Worship himself. Let me run on here. And then another reason for preparation is your position. The role that God has given you as preacher, pastor, leader. Amen. To come and speak to the people of God. Speak the word. Your position demands it. Your role demands it. I'm just another saint. I'm just, don't raise me up. I'm a man and all that kind of stuff. Amen. I'm one in the number, but I'm number one in the number. I'm talking about where God has placed me. Amen. He's given me. If I didn't have followers, then I'm just taking a walk, somebody said. Listen, let me do this. I haven't read much of what I noted, but in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1, 2 through 3, this is your position right here. It describes it in principle. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Who can, and this is his ability, he can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out the way. For he himself also is compassed with infirmity. Verse 3, and by reason thereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. That's why it's important right there that we prepare. The priest was God's representative.
God bless you, son. Bring the altar of love back.